where our single contestants will be playing for cash and prizes, including dream dates to fabulous Rio de Janeiro, the paradise of Tahiti, exotic Hong Kong, and a romantic Caribbean cruise. And one of our contestants will win our grand prize, this exciting Ford Probe worth over $14,000. As we salute True Romance on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Nice to have you with us. We are delighted to have you join us once again for Sale of the Century and our salute to True Romance. And yeah, as Don said, one of our nice single people is going to win that beautiful automobile. Could be one of the three sitting over here. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello there, Summer.
Hello. Hi.
Whom do you have today?
He is the captain of his own ship, originally from New York City, New York. Welcome, Julius Branca.
Hello, Julius.
Hi, Jim.
She needs a trunk to keep all of her memories in from Mission Viejo, California. Here's Kathy Griske.
Kathy.
And he's the perfect date, originally from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome, Scott Neuer.
Hello there, Scott. Well, intriguing intro. Yes, we'll see you later. Let's get acquainted here. Julius, the captain of your own ship.
Yeah, so I went on a date where I rented a sailboat to show off my sailing expertise to this girl, and I had a long time to do that because we got lost all day and we couldn't ever get back.
Okay, lost out on the boat?
Yeah, we got lost out at sea. It was great.
Very romantic, I'm sure. Nice to have you here, Julius. Kathy, you need a trunk to keep your memories in. I suspect one of them, if you'd been with Julius, you would have remembered that afternoon.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I wouldn't have forgotten that. But I like to remember all the great times of my life, and I have scrapbooks, I have pictures, I have T-shirts, bumper stickers, tickets, hotel room keys. I save it all.
Interesting memories, Kathy. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And Scott, now, that's the intriguing one. Summer was interested. Why would they call you the perfect date?
Well, I just tried, Jim. Took a gal out to a restaurant,
right.
And she got a little tipsy at dinner, and she wandered into the wrong bathroom, and in all the excitement, she dropped her purse and went all over the place. So I had to go in there and clean it up for her.
That's the perfect date. Yes, I.
Thanks,
yes.
Jim.
I mean, if you're going to date these classy women, the least you could do is clean up after them. I like that a lot. Okay. Well, we talked about great prizes for True Romance. We got a good one now. One of these three people is going to get a trip to Rio de Janeiro. That's for winning the match. $20 starts you all off. Let's get into the match, starting with this. On what TV sitcom were roommates Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams? Scott?
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, always looking for dates, tying into True Romance. Laverne and Shirley it is. You're right for five. If you speak Spanish, what holiday in May would you call Madre's Día? Kathy?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day it is. You've got your first five. At a dance or a party, what does it mean if someone goes stag? Scott?
You go alone.
Yes, or you leave your date in the men's room and go home alone. You've got another five. You've got a 30. Beware of a suitor who tries to woo you by saying candy is dandy, but liquor is cabby.
Quicker.
That's right. That's the phrase. You've tied Scott to the lead. In an Italian restaurant, if you order a Hawaiian pizza, you'll get what, Julius?
Pineapple and bacon.
Pineapple is what I want to hear. That's okay. One tropical fruit is a topping. Pineapple it is. You've got 5 to 25. Yes. But it's time for an instant bargain. Normally, the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but we have a tie. Kathy and Scott, you're in a tie for the lead. First opportunity to buy. And one of you could have this romantic notion.
Kathy or Scott, what better way to make an impression than with candy? Perrone presents their truffles and other hand-dipped pure fresh chocolates for an exquisite dessert or wonderful gift. These delectable chocolates are elegantly packaged, furnished by Perrone Chocolatier. And who could resist the delicate beauty of one dozen gorgeous red, pink, or yellow long-stemmed roses delivered to your doorstep each month for a year from Long Distance Roses of Colorado Springs? It's normally priced at $729. Today on Sale of the Century, just for only $6.
Well, that's nice. Now that is romantic. So the chocolates plus, and Scott, talking about making an impression on a date.
I could use it,
flowers,
Jim.
Every month you could send. Kathy, you could send them to yourself. Flowers, candy. Wait, that sure
I
would
like
be
sexist.
We don't,
going
we
to
don't have to be sexist. You could send the flowers to a guy every month for a year.
Or my mom.
Oh,
I'll send them to Kathy, Jim.
I try. Let me knock a dollar off. $5 for the $729, $9 worth of goodies for five. Going once, going twice. Scott, goodbye. Enjoy that candy, the flowers, for just $5. And remember, you promised you're sending them to Kathy. We'll knock the five off. Kathy's got the lead. I think you made a nice buy. That should be nice. Barbara Streisand currently has a big romance going with this sexy Scott.
Don Johnson.
That's the gentleman. You're back in with Time with Kathy. Yes. When the Parker Brothers game Monopoly is released in this country, players will collect 200 rubles for passing go. Kathy?
The Soviet Union?
You know they're going to release Monopoly soon in the Soviet Union. Yes. And you get another five, you can win the lead. If he had been hard-boiled, this nursery rhyme character wouldn't have cracked. Scott?
Humpty Dumpty.
When he fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty it is. And you've tied Kathy, just beating Julius to the buzzer. But it's time now for the Fame Game, and we play for control of the Fame Game board, and we're looking for a famous person. Identify that person, you get control of the board. I am one of the biggest names in show business, but on the list of the highest paid entertainers of the last 2 years, I ranked number 40. I was born in 1917 in a tough neighborhood on the East Coast, learned to box to protect myself. Kathy.
Kirk Douglas.
Incorrect. Took a chance. Out of the rest of the question, we'll clear it. Continue for the gentleman. I won on Major Bowe's Amateur Hour. Later sang for Tommy Dorsey's band. Scott.
Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra is right. You've got control of the board. Yes. $10 money card. Where? Seven.
Number eight.
And we'll lock the flashing lights into your buzzer. If you hit the 10, you go into the lead. Scott, good luck.
Come on, $10.
No. Lands on number nine, and he gets...
It's a tea and coffee set. Landa's five-piece silver coffee and tea set with matching serving tray, part of the Maestri series. Crafted in heavy silver plate and designed in contemporary elegance. Furnished by Landis.
Worth over $400. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Yes, in that highest paid entertainers of the last 2 years, Frank Sinatra ranked number 40. While you watch these messages, we'll take up a collection for Frank. Don't go away. Back to Sale of the Century and a salute to True Romance. Three single players and three very bright young people. Kathy and Scott at 35 and Julius at 25. Here's a question for five. One-third of all the ice cream eaten in America is this flavor. Scott.
Vanilla?
You know, one-third of all the ice cream is vanilla. You're right. You go into the lead by five. Take a deep breath and tell me what is the national musical instrument of Scotland. Julius.
Bagpipe.
That's right, the bagpipe. Yeah, you need a lot of breath for that. And Julius goes to 30. What French word do we use to describe an older person who accompanies a young couple on a date? Kathy.
Chaperone.
Chaperone. That's a French word. And Kathy goes to 40, ties Scott again for the lead. She has lots to celebrate these days. Her sister Lee married director Herbert Ross. Her son was named Sexiest Man Alive. Name this former first lady. Right after the buzzer. Accept that? No, it was after the buzzer. Yeah, Jackie Kennedy. Jackie Kennedy's son was named the Sexiest Man Alive recently, and Lee Radziwill just recently married. Thought you might have read that in the paper. Sorry about that. But Kathy and Scott, again, you're in a tie for the lead, and only one of you can have this beautiful item.
Dear Scott, we're going to propose this prize. Kremit's 14-carat yellow gold ring featuring a beautiful pear-shaped citrine, weighing 14.63 carats and six full-cut diamonds, furnished by Kremit's Jewelry, and it's normally priced at $1,475. But today on Sale of the Century, just for only $11.
Oh, that's beautiful. Gorgeous ring, $1,475 ring, and I would like one of you to have it. Not $11, you can have it for $10. You can have it for $5. And Kathy will buy for five. Beautiful ring, almost $1,500 for just five. Well done, Kathy. That will look very good on you.
And all I have the joy.
That's good. And all it did was cost you the quiz. One question. We'll knock it off. Give Scott the lead. $10 separate the players. Thousands of fans recently showed up on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to see a new star. Scott?
John Lennon?
Unveiled out honoring this late Beatle? Yeah, that's right. John Lennon it is. Good anticipation. In what U.S. state are you if you're traveling between the two largest cities of Charlotte and Greensboro? Julius?
South Carolina.
No. The other one, North Carolina. Oh. Cost you five, down to 25. Around a doctor's neck, you'll often find this instrument. Scott?
Stethoscope.
Used to listen to the heart and the lungs. Stethoscope is right. Scott hits the $50 mark. What dynamic leading man has starred in the movies Lust for Life, Spartacus, and Tough Guy? Scott?
Kirk Douglas.
This time it's Kirk Douglas. Yes. Scott goes to 55. Yes. Talking about Kirk Douglas in his best-selling autobiography, The Ragman's Son, Kirk tells the story of a time he was driving to Palm Springs and offered a lift to a young sailor. When the young man got in the car and recognized Kirk Douglas, he exclaimed in shock, "Hey, do you know who you are?" We'll be right back. I suspect the telephone certainly fits in with True Romance. Back here now with Scott at 55. Pull it out a little bit. Scott at 35, Kathy at 35, Julius at 25. Another money card up on the board as we go back to the fame game and a famous thing. I am a widespread form of gambling, first used by Emperor Augustus Caesar to raise funds for Rome. I was featured at royal dinner parties where the prizes were slaves or country estates. An English form of me was used to support the settlement at Jamestown, Virginia. I was outlawed in the United States in 1894, but revived in New Hampshire in 1963. Since then, I've been adopted by many states which sell tickets. Where, Kathy?
Lottery.
A lottery. That's right. It goes way back, the lottery. And you've got control of the board, Kathy. $15 money card. Where is
it? Number six.
Well, you're trailing by 20. You might need one, Kathy. Good luck.
Okay, $15 money card now.
It's a $10 money card. That gets her a lot closer. We'll add that $10 to Kathy's score. She vaults up to 45, within 10 of Scott in the lead. Because of his great love for her, this U.S. president always wore a miniature of his wife, Martha, around his neck. Julius.
Washington.
Washington did, yes, indeed. And you got another five. Make it a closer to 30. What last name is shared by father and son actors Donald and Kiefer? Julius.
Sutherland.
And two in a row for Julius. He goes to 35. The classic Bronte novel, which tells about the stormy romance of Catherine and Heathcliff, is called... Kathy?
Wuthering Heights.
Nicely done, and Kathy to 50. But with the instant cash, Scott, you have the lead all to yourself. Two boxes have $100 bills. One today is worth, as it has been throughout our Salute to True Romance, $2,000. Cost the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. And Scott...
I definitely want to go for it.
Well, you've got a $5 lead. That's all it's going to cost. And you're okay. You'll knock the five off. That puts you and Kathy in a tie. Now, Scott, does it put $2,000 in your pocket? Which box?
I'm going to have to go for two for $2,000.
Two for $2,000. That's as good a reason as I can think of. And if you're right, you have $2,000 in cash. Good luck.
Good luck, Scott.
Thank you.
$2,000. Yeah! That is terrific. Well done. We have hit it three out of four times. That's wonderful. Congratulations, Scott.
Thank you.
$2,000 in cash for Scott. $15 for every player is back to finish it up right after this. Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. Scott Neuer, again, our congratulations. Very happy for you. Any idea what you might do with the money?
I'm going to spend it, Jim.
Good thinking, Scott. Scott and Kathy now on a tie at 50, and Julia's just 15 behind at 35. It's only natural that the state which produces the most corn also has the largest popcorn. Julius.
Kansas.
No. Largest popcorn processing plant located in Sioux City, Iowa, produces the most corn, and Julius loses five. According to the Bible, who lost his beloved wife when she was turned into a pillar of salt? No? Look back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's wife turned into the pillar of salt. No one wanted to try that. At birth, this English prime minister was a U.S. citizen. Affectionate. Julius.
Churchill.
That's right. Churchill had an American mother. Well done. You go to 35. $15 separate the players. A 15 and now a $25 money card up on the board. Final fame game and a famous thing. I am a graceful, cunning animal who is equally at home on the ground or in trees. I'm a member of the cat family and live in Africa and Asia. I'm smaller than lions and tigers, but when aroused, I can... Julius.
Leopard.
Nicely solved. You've got control. Well done. $25 money card. Where is it?
Hand number three.
Well, you're trailing by 15. You might need either one, Julius. We
okay.
Lock in. Good luck.
Come on, $25 money card.
Ooh, right next to it, number two, and he gets...
It's an auto security system. MaxiGuard Black Max Auto Security System. Featuring the Maxi Shocker motion detector, designed to provide continuous protection automatically when you leave your vehicle. Furnished by MaxiGuard.
Nice prize for $595. I know that'll come in handy. And you're not that far behind. And now, with that wonderful trip to Rio de Janeiro on the line, we finish up the match with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? It is Kathy and Scott at 50. Julia's just three questions behind at 35. Good luck. We start the speed round now. If you date a lot of people, you're said to be playing the...
Julius Field.
Right. In what U.S. state could you spend a weekend in Palm Desert or Palm Springs? Scott.
California.
Right. In cartoons, Donald Duck's love interest is what feminine fowl? Kathy.
Daisy Duck.
Right. In an Italian restaurant, you and your date might share a bowl of what hearty vegetable soup? Kathy.
Minestrone.
Right. What breed of dog do you own if you named it Lassie? After the one, Julius.
Collie.
Right. Since the 60s, boys have been playing with a military action figure called G.I. Kathy.
Joe.
Right. What sexy actor made girls swoon in the movie Shampoo and Heaven Can Wait? Julius.
Warren Beatty.
Right. Just west of Indiana, you'll find what state nicknamed Scott?
Illinois.
Right. What type of entertainer is your husband if he's called a hoofer? Julius.
A dancer.
Right. In what country would you be if you were spending your honeymoon in Amsterdam? Julius.
Holland.
Yes. Tennessee Williams wrote about what famous streetcar in New Orleans? Kathy. Time. With what geometric shape do we associate a radius and diameter? Kathy.
A circle.
Right. The young female time is up, and with that one, Kathy is winning. Kathy got the last one with time running out to win it. Back to Kathy in just a moment. And the one that almost cost Kathy. Famous streetcar in New Orleans. Streetcar named Desire. That's the Tennessee Williams play. Back to Kathy in a moment. Got to say goodbye to Julius and Scott. Great match. And one question separated the three of you from a three-way tie there, as a matter of fact. Julius, you got the auto security with the cash in front of you. It is $655. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Scott, you did very, very well. You got the chocolate and the roses for a year. Beautiful tea set. $2,060 in cash. Not bad for one day, Scott. $3,199. Well done.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for joining us. Kathy Griske is the new champion. And Kathy, we congratulate you, and I know you're going to enjoy talking about true romance. You're off to Rio.
Kathy, a little samba, some soft lighting, and you can blame the rest on Rio. When we fly you and a friend from L.A. to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil for a week's stay, you'll have a chance to enjoy elegant accommodations, sample delicious Brazilian cuisine, ascend Sugarloaf Mountain, or just relax on the surrounding beaches. Sun and samba in beautiful Brazil. This prize is worth $4,200.
I love. I don't think we saw that. What was that dance step there, Kathy? Girl is getting ready. Well, let's just sashay up and play the winner's big money game here, Kathy. Come on. Here we go. Way to go, Kat. All right. Kathy, you're up here now playing the winner's big money game for $5,000.
All right. I'm going to Rio.
Well, maybe we can get you off to Rio with another $5,000 in your pocket. Which envelope, red, yellow, or blue?
I would like blue for the Dodgers.
A Dodger fan to the... bone. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds and you're $5,000 richer. Now remember, the clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. Got to give me an answer right away. And you, of course, it's up to you to stop the clock. Good luck. 20 seconds on the clock. There's where the words come in. We're all with you now. You're on your own. And the first puzzle starts now. Colorful bird represents NBC. Yes?
Peacock.
You got that. I'm glad you got that one. That's your first direct answer, and you're right on target with 15 seconds. You need three more before the clock hits 00. Look at the next puzzle now. Island nation where Wellington... Yes?
England.
No. Wellington is the capital of New Zealand. That's the one mistake you can make. You cannot make another, even if there's time left on the clock, and you do have some catching up to do now, Kathy. So come on. Let's see you get a handle on it.
Okay.
As we look at the next puzzle... now, outdoor arena where Roman gladiators fought. Stop the clock. What? No, you want to pass?
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll pass.
Okay, good. I mean, you never know. You may still have it there, Kathy. That's the Colosseum.
Yeah.
That's where they fought, was in the Colosseum.
Oh.
Kathy, you have 1 second.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Good.
This game's won.
The good news is you've got 1 second. The bad news is you need three correct answers.
Oh, I can do that.
Here's the next puzzle. Now. Oh, be quiet out there. Legendary actor called
John Wayne.
John Wayne. There you go. Well, Kathy, you've had a great... I don't think you're unhappy. You've got that trip to Rio.
No, absolutely.
And also, right now, you've got one of our highest scores, so you might be back. Remember, the three highest scores come back on the 10th day of this True Romance. One of you could get this car. Could be you.
It's going to be me.
That's the way to feel. We'll be back right after this. Back with Kathy, and as I mentioned, if the score holds up and you're one of the three highest, you'll be back to play for the car. Certainly, it's been a good day for you, though. You've got that great trip to Brazil, and for the day, Kathy, we give you the tickets, $5,675 on sale of this entry. True Romance continues next time. Bye for now.
Sale of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Don Morrow speaking.